Greetings, friend, and welcome to the Between the Covers podcast, where we are working every day to remove the self-limiting beliefs that are preventing us from becoming the heroes of our own stories. I am Marcus Sparr, and it's time for this month's hero study. And the hero that I wanted to talk about this month is Rocky Balboa from the Rocky movie franchise. Rocky is one of those movie protagonists that has had an incredible career and legacy over the years. Since the first movie came out in 1976, I don't know of many people who are not familiar with at least the person of Rocky Balboa. Kind of to the same degree that I knew of Ellen Ripley, but I've not actually seen any movies that she's been in. When I think of him as a character, when I think of him as a protagonist, as a hero, one of the things that stands out to me is how he is an everyman. In fact, I'm recognizing that this is the second character in a row that could be described as the every person. And that, to me, is important because that makes these individuals someone that we can relate to. We can take a look at some of the things that Rocky is experiencing in the movies and say, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I can see myself doing something like that as well. Or maybe looking at it being like, good grief, I don't know how he managed to pull all of that off. I would have given up way earlier. One of the important things is that he is relatable because he's just a normal guy. He's just a normal individual who is trying to navigate the crazy ride that we call life. I haven't seen all of the movies. I've seen Rocky 1 through 5, and I know that they have released Rocky Balboa and several Creed movies. And one of the things that I see over and over again is Rocky has to navigate very difficult challenges in his life. You see very early on how he has a passion for boxing, and yet he's not really applying himself a whole lot to that. He is just trying to make ends meet. He's working some menial jobs. The first movie, it starts out, he's a collector for a loan shark. That's not exactly the most prestigious position that you can find yourself in. And it's something that he can do. In fact, probably one of the biggest things that he's had to overcome is that he's not that well educated. He is a grade school dropout. And that's not necessarily something that's going to set someone up for the success that we see him experience in these movies. Now, that's not to say that people need to go to school and need to be educated. Yet, let's also acknowledge that, at least in this day and age, that's practically a necessity to get anywhere. If you don't have any kind of schooling or education, if you don't have some kind of degree that you can point back to, a lot of people are just going to view you as being dumb. And that is so unfortunate. In fact, you see later on in the franchise, after he has some fame, that he is asked to record and perform in some commercials. And that doesn't go very well because he can't read the cue cards. It's one of those things where he has had to navigate a world that pretty much requires everyone to be literate, and here he is less than in that department. It's a common thing as well that he doesn't have really many skills at all. In fact, he was quoted as saying that his father told him that he doesn't have much in the brains department, so he'd better use his body. I think that was even something that was in the first movie when he was starting to date Adrian. Yet we have an example of someone who is trying his best and using what he has in order to carve out a space for himself in his world and in his life. It is by a stroke of luck that he is recognized by the current heavyweight champion, Apollo Creed, to make up for an unfortunate mistake where he was supposed to fight against someone else for this bicentennial that was taking place in Philadelphia. And his opponent broke his hand while training, and it was only a week out from when the fight was supposed to take place. And everyone's saying, we can't get you another contender in a week. It's impossible. So he decides he's going to find some no-name boxer and give him a chance to try and win the belt, even though it's just more for show than anything else. And Rocky, the Italian Stallion, is chosen strictly because of his name. This starts him on a journey of improving his skills so that he can at least do well in the ring. In fact, Rocky doesn't even intend on trying to win. He just wants to go the distance, as he says. He just wants to show and prove to himself and to the world that he has what it takes to be in the ring with the heavyweight champ. And what we see is a man who starts out waking up in the morning to start his training regimen. And for those of you who have watched the movies, for me, the music is so iconic. It fits so well into the kind of story that they're trying to tell. And Rocky is well known for having incredible and just blood-pumping music that plays when Rocky is training. And this first morning, you end up hearing probably the most mellow and even depressing training music ever, as he can't even hit the bare minimum of what he is trying to achieve. In fact, those stairs in Philadelphia, where it is a well-known scene of him running all the way up the stairs, and then he's jumping and he's throwing his fist in the air and everything. The first time he tries that, I don't even think he makes it up halfway before he is holding his side because he is so exhausted and winded. And that was where he started. And what we see is him training and training in order to build up that endurance, build up his stamina, and improve his skills for a fight that was only supposed to take place in a week. And that's not a whole lot of time to train for something like this. And he, against all odds, overcomes. He wasn't expected to do well in this match against Apollo Creed. And if I remember right, it's been a while since I've seen the movie. He's the first person ever to knock Apollo Creed off his feet. I can remember the scene where Apollo Creed is just kind of dancing around him, just doing some jabs and everything, and just really just trying to make a show out of it. And eventually Rocky gets an opening and just does this uppercut and hits Apollo, and he just falls off his feet onto his back. And everyone was like, and you can hear the announcers. It's like, that's the first time he's ever been knocked off his feet. And then the real battle begins. And Rocky, he doesn't win, but he does exactly what he was hoping to do. He goes the distance. He stays on his feet in the ring with Apollo Creed for 15 rounds. And it was based on a decision from the ref that Apollo was the one who won the fight. But Rocky went the distance. He proved what he was hoping and striving to prove. Through this story, and we're still just in the first movie right now, what we see is a typical man who is going through very typical life problems where he's just trying to make ends meet. He's not getting a whole lot of respect. He is honestly not that great at his job. I mean, he's a collector for a loan shark, and he goes up to someone. The person doesn't have all the money. His boss tells him, you need to break his thumbs, and Rocky just doesn't do that. He's too much of a nice guy. And so he doesn't really thrive too well, though he has the intimidation. He has the build to be someone in that role, and he just, that's not him. That's not who he is. And we see him trying to win the love of his life. And going back to just his appearance, we see someone who is very strong and tall and proud. And he is trying to win the heart of his best friend's sister, and she is scared of him just because of how big and strong he is. She's much more of a shy person anyways. His presence didn't really help with that, even though he was trying so hard to just be sweet and do everything that his friend Polly was telling him to do. This is something that most people will relate to. I have a couple of clients that I have worked with in the past who, while we're talking about their maladaptive coping mechanisms and helping them overcome them, one of the things that inevitably comes up is we'll have conversations about dating. We will have conversations about relationships. One of the resounding themes in all of these conversations is how scary it is to put yourself out there. And I will share with them the story of what happened with myself and Libby, where I was hopeful that she had feelings for me, and it took me an entire weekend to even confess to her that I had feelings for her. And what I wanted to say is that I was in love with her, and the best that I could muster in that moment was that I am falling in love for you. And that was like the safest statement that I could say in that moment. And it took me an entire weekend to do so because I was so scared. I was so scared of rejection. And because of his sheer determination, we have an individual who is showing that he has an interest in this woman, in Adrian. And he even has the help of her brother in order to try and help move things along. And he keeps getting pushed aside. It's not the first time he's tried to talk with her and strike up a conversation. And we hear that, you know, she just won't open up. She just won't open up. And so Polly's like, you just got to keep trying. You got to talk about this. You got to talk about that. And it's something that we even see with him in the ring. It's just how many times he will get knocked down in his efforts and he picks himself back up again. That's one of the things that I believe makes him truly heroic, is that he constantly picks himself back up when he gets knocked down. Let's take a look at some of the other tragedies that happen in his story throughout these movies. He wasn't expecting to actually beat Apollo Creed. At the end of the first movie, there wasn't going to be a rematch. At the beginning of the second movie, Apollo is screaming for a rematch. And he takes him up on it. With much reluctance in the beginning, he takes him up on it. He loses out financially because they made some plans based on the income he was going to bring in because of being in commercials, and then they don't want him in those commercials because he's coming across as unintelligent and he can't pronounce words properly from the cue cards. Again, he was a grade school dropout. And he goes back to clean up the spit and the water and all of the disgusting bodily fluids at a boxing ring while Adrian goes back to work at the pet shop. Once he has success again and he's financially strong, he loses all of his money because of a mistake that his brother-in-law makes by giving the power of attorney to an accountant. And that accountant made some bad choices with the money and they lost all of it. He loses his coach. He loses, I guess it's his manager. He loses his manager, Mickey. Mick. Yeah, I guess they just called him Mick. He loses his best friend. Eventually, his rival Apollo becomes his best friend, and then he loses him. He almost loses his wife. Adrian goes into a coma as she goes into premature labor with their son. And this is while she is working at the pet shop, while they're trying to make ends meet. And he's wanting to challenge Apollo Creed again, or not challenge, he wants to accept the challenge of Apollo Creed. And she's not supporting him, and that's breaking his heart. He wants to do it, but he doesn't want to do it without her support. He even suffers some brain damage in his fight against Ivan Drago, to the point where at the beginning of the fifth Rocky movie, he's still in the USSR, he's taking a shower, and his hands are just shaking so much. The consensus for that is that he had experienced a concussion from all the blows to his head. And yet, I know people who have experienced concussions and have not recovered from it. I have a good friend of mine who has shared that he ended up getting into a motorcycle accident and it caused a concussion. And it seemed like everything was just totally fine, but it turned out not to be. He did the right thing and went to the doctor and had things looked at. And there are still some things that he used to do that he just can't anymore because of the impacts of the concussion on his brain. And every single time he comes across one of these terrible roadblocks in his life, we see him just persevere. There are many people, and this is not a judgment against them, but there are many people that I know that if they were to go through the kind of things that are embodied in the story of Rocky, they would give up. They would have given up somewhere along the way. And yet, we see someone who doesn't seem like there's anything in the world that could keep this man down. And that's something that is truly inspiring. In fact, he even inspires individuals and groups of people in his life just because of how he navigates the world. Because of his relationship with Adrian, she begins to develop more self-confidence and stands up to her brother. She finds her voice. He lives in an area in Philadelphia where there are a lot of downtrodden individuals, and they see him essentially going from the slums up to the heavyweight champion, and it inspires a lot of people to think, hey, if he can do it, maybe I can do the same thing too. Maybe I can get out of this mess that I am in. And one thing that I see over and over and over in these movies is how he finds success. He achieves whatever the goal is that he wants to achieve. And then he just starts to rest on his laurels until something bad happens, and then he has to train, he has to improve in order to achieve his goal, and then he rests on his laurels. And you see this over and over again. That's very human. That's something I can absolutely relate to. And seeing him be so human and at the same time overcome a lot of these challenges and a lot of these difficulties in his life, I find that quite inspiring. He doesn't always make the wisest decisions. And yet, I don't know of anyone who ever does make the wisest decisions all the time. I'm living proof of someone who hasn't always made the best decisions. And I've had to work through the consequences of those decisions. And that's something that I see in Rocky. That's something that whenever I see these movies, whenever I hear his story, it's still inspiring. Because if this grade school dropout who can't read well, who has been in dead-end jobs in the past, who has made mistakes and lost a ton of money, who has had to build himself from the ground up multiple times, who has struggled with friendships, he even, because of his hubris and because of his emotional distance, begins to have an estranged relationship with his son. If someone like that is able to continue to defy the odds and continue to pick himself up and dust himself off when things look like they are going south in a terrible way, and he can still achieve and succeed by his pure determination, then just maybe I can do that too. maybe that can be my story as well. And to me, that's one of the things that makes him heroic. He continues to inspire. At least he continues to inspire me. I hope you enjoyed this look at this month's hero. And next month, I'm going to challenge myself. I'm going to choose a real life hero, and it's going to be someone that I do not know very well. So keep your eyes open for that one. It ought to be a doozy. And until next time, live strong for today.
Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you like what you're hearing and you're interested in working with me, there is a link to my website in the show notes and also a link just to schedule a free 50-minute one-on-one call with me. Let's get the conversation started. Also, please rate and review this podcast so more people are able to find it. Thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to talking with you again soon.